So it's built on the foundation you've laid. From now on, a lot of the lessons will give you more background and give you more readings from the New Testament. So I notice that as I look ahead in this, it's a lot more verses specifically from the New Testament. And then a note here about how to think about how you translate. Translating is a bit of an art. It's not a wooden thing. So we read, when you consider the translations that are given, think whether you would translate in the same way. So in a couple of pages, we're going to find Dei ton huion to anthropou polypathein, which if you translate in a wooden way would be, it is necessary for the Son of Man to suffer much. And that's done so as to help you recall that Dei means it is binding, it is necessary, and pathein is an infinitive meaning to suffer. But you might decide, or a translator might decide, that that's too wooden a translation, that's not how we actually speak in English, and so you'd render it as something like, the Son of Man is bound to suffer greatly, or the Son of Man must undergo many sufferings, or something like that. This is where translation really becomes an art, and you have to give careful thought to how to rendering it into good language and the target language. Several of the lessons here will be introduced. They introduce wide fields of study, reach areas that other courses do not reach. Notice what these lessons say, but don't feel you must understand everything the first time you read through these lessons. Now, that then presupposes that you're going to read through these lessons multiple times and gradually grow in your understanding. But then, the real goal is to then read more of the New Testament in Greek, and the more you read, the more this will all sink in. Okay, lesson 35. We're going to learn about adjectives and adverbs. Remember your English grammar, the difference between an adjective and an adverb. An adverb goes up against a verb, modifies a verb. An adjective is thrown up against, adyakeo, thrown up against a noun. So section 1, in English the words bad and good are adjectives, the words badly and well are adverbs. Although that distinction is pretty rapidly getting lost in English. Adjectives get used as adverbs and adverbs get used as adjectives, and people don't really understand what they're doing. Okay, now we have a list. Adjectives on the left, adverbs on the right, and notice how similar these are, generally differing just in their ending. So we have kalos, meaning good, and adjectives decline, so they have case, number, and gender. So, and they have to agree with the noun that they modify. So kalos is masculine singular nominative, that's the standard form which is given. And then it will have feminine and neuter forms and plural forms and nominative, accusative, genitive, and dative. So kalos good, and then kalos well. Kalos well. So notice there'll be a general pattern here that often an adjective will end in omicron sigma, and this we'll eventually learn is the second declension. What second declension nouns end in, and an adverb typically ends in omega sigma. So the omicron lengthens to an omega, and that's often all that's necessary to turn an adjective into an adverb. Kakos is bad, like we have in our words cacophony, I mean bad sound, things like that. Kakos in an evil way, or evil, well, we don't really have an English adverb evilly or something like that. We have badly. And then the idiom kakos echo, I am ill. Echo meaning I have. Orthos, upright or straight. We get orthodontics, things like that, orthography. Orthos, the related adverb, properly or correctly. Homoios, like, and homoios. Homoios, similarly, related adverb. Perissos, excessive or surplus, and perissos, perisos, exceedingly, very much. Add an ek to it, and that intensifies it, so ek perisos, ek perisos. Perisoteros, perisoteros, greater or more excessive. So remember, in English you can have a comparative and a superlative form. So that's what we have here. And then perisoteros, perisoteros, or perisoteron, meaning that's a related adverb, more excessively. Dikaios, dikaios, righteous or just. And dikaios, dikaios, the adverb, righteously. Aletheis, aletheis, true, and aletheos, truly, aletheos. Takus, takus, quick, and taku or takeos, taku, takeos, quickly. Takistos, takistos, very quick, or quickest. So there we have a superlative form of takus. So you'd have quick, quicker, quickest for the adjective, then the comparative, then the superlative. And takista, takista, very quickly as an adverb. Add an hos in front of it, and hos takista means as quickly as possible. Euthus, euthus, straight or level. And then here we have either the same form or euthaos, euthaos meaning immediately or at once. This is one of the distinctive words of Mark's gospel. Jesus is always doing something euthus, immediately. And then note also we have houtos, houtos, which is a demonstrative pronoun. And then we have a related adverb, houtos, houtos, thus or in this way. And you can then have a pair, houtos and hoste, houtos, hoste, so much, da-da-da, that, da-da-da. So that's a basic list of adjectives and adverbs. It's not all of them, but that's a lot of the most common ones. Now, some of them in use. Section 2, sentence 1. Hoi dikaioi, dikaios, epoiesan, kai homoios, hoi poneros, kakos, elalesen. Hoi dikaioi, dikaios, epoiesan, kai homoios, ha poneros, kakos, elalesen. Hoi dikaioi, the just ones. So they're using the adjective together with an article to stand for a group of people who are sort of characterized by that adjective. So, see, Judy, there we have hoi, meaning the. So, the righteous ones, the just ones. And here you can either decide, since it's masculine, you can either decide to take it as the just man or the just people. You'd have to make a judgment call as to whether you think that's gender specific or gender neutral. Epoiesan, they acted or they did, dikaios, rightly, justly. So dikaios, the adverb modifying epoiesan. Kai homoios, and likewise, similarly, ha poneros. Now it's a singular, the evil one, again, the evil man or the evil person, elalesen, he spoke kakos, evilly, in an evil way. Number two, alethos, leges, hoti, hoi, kakos, ekontes, krean, ekusin, yatru. Alethos, leges, hoti, hoi, kakos, ekontes, krean, ekusin, yatru. So, alethos, we notice that's an adverb from the os ending. So we look around for a verb for it to modify. It's leges, you say. So you say truly. Hoti is what they say. Hoi And then kakos can't go with the hoi. It's again an adverb. We recognize the os ending on it. So we look for something for it to modify. And it modifies ekontes. So hoi ekontes is a participle of the ones having. And having kakos is an idiom for being ill. We saw kakos echo. So the ones who are ill. Crayon ekusin, echo ekusin, they have. Crayon need yatru of a doctor. Yatros is doctor. Okay, so you say truly that the sick ones, those who are sick, have need of a doctor. Number three. Kayuthos etherapusen ton kophon ha yatros kai orthos elale. Kai yuthos etherapusen ton kophon ha yatros kai orthos elale. And immediately, etherapusen, he healed with hayatras as the subject. It's the nominative case. So the doctor healed. Tankofan is the direct object. The dumb one, the dumb man, dumb person. Kai orthos elale, and he spoke rightly. Elale there is an imperfect, so it's describing continuing action in the past, and context then will suggest that this is something that he began to do after what the doctor had done. So he can translate it as he began to speak, what we will call an inceptive. Number four. Eden ho Jesus ten Marian kaiuthos ekalesen autein kai aute ekaluthe auto. Eden ho Jesus ten Marian kaiuthos ekalesen autein kai aute ekaluthe auto. Eden ho Jesus ten Marian, Jesus saw Mary kaiuthos, and immediately ekalesen auten, he called her. Kaleo there, that's an aorist. Kai aute ekaluthe auto, and she followed him. And then ekaluthe, that too is an imperfect. So ongoing action in the past, continuing action in the past, but context suggests that this, well, the tenses tell us that this begins after the ekalesen, so we can take it as she began to follow him. The context suggests that's a good way of understanding that. And finally, five, houtos egapesen ha theos ton kosmon hoste ton huion autu edoken hinapas ha pestuon eis auton me apoletai al eche zoen ionion. Houtos egapesen ha theos ton kosmon hoste ton huion autu edoken hina pas ha pistuon eis auton me apoletai aleche zoen ionion. Houtos, thus, or in this way, God loved the world. Egapesen, so we have an aorist. Hoste, that, so we saw that houtos oste is so much that, so much A, that B. So much did God love the world that ton huion autu edoken, he gave his son. Now we have a henna clause expressing the purpose of this, so that pas ha pistuon, everyone believing. So ha pistuon, a participle there, the one believing, pas makes it everyone. Eis auton, in him, me apoletai, would not perish, So the apolytai we have a subjunctive with a lengthened eta, lengthened from an epsilon, and negated by a me. Subjunctives negated by me, not by u. They not perish. Aleche, eche, also subjunctive. You can tell that from the eta iota subscript that have zoein aionion, eternal life, so life of the age. Section 3. A few more. Palu or pala. Palu or pala, much or greatly, an adverb. Pleon. Pleon means more. Oligon, oligon. Oligon, a little. And that's the neuter singular form. Oligos. Oligos is masculine singular nominative, and oligoi is masculine plural nominative. So do you know any English word based on that? I should start asking you if you can recognize these. This is what oligos? Oligos? Oligarchy? So what's an oligarchy? Oligarchy is a rule by the few, as opposed to a monarchy, which is ruled by the one. Oligarchy is ruled by the few. And then democracy is ruled by the people. Arche, then, arche being a ruler. Monon. Monon, only. So lots of English words with this one. Monopole, monosyllabic, all these things. Malon, rather or much more. Malon. Notes, these are adjectival forms, but we often need to use an adverb when translating them into English. Now we have some examples. On to section 3. So now we have some sentences, phrases from various verses of the New Testament, showing these adjectives that really we have to translate, that get used, and we have to translate them really adverbally in English. Egapesen polu. Egapesen polu. She loved. So egapesen there, an aorist, third singular. Pala, much. But we, sounds funny in English to say that. We actually do occasionally use much that way. But we would say, render it into good English, we'd render that verbally. She loved greatly. A few verses earlier, tis un auton, pleon agapese auton. Tis un auton, pleon agapese auton. So, that's the un, tis, the interrogative pronoun, tis auton, which of them, agapese, that's future, will love. Third singular future tense, will love him, pleon, more. And then there, the more really functioning in English as an adverb. Mark 5:36, me fabu, monon pistue, me fabu, monon pistue, me fabu, do not fear. A frequent command in Scripture, only believe, where monon there acting as an adverb, or we would translate it as an adverb. A couple of verses later, theore kleontas kai alalatsontas pala. Theore kleontas kai alalatsontas pala. Theore, he sees. Kleontas, participle, accusative, plural, masculine, people crying, the ones crying, kai alalatsontas, and wailing much, greatly, so take that as loudly. Mark 8:31, de ton huion tu anthropu pala pathein, de ton huion to anthropu pala pathein. It is necessary that the Son of Man, Palapathen, to suffer much. And we've already seen that we might render that a little more smoothly in English. The Son of Man must suffer greatly, or something like that. So to suffer much, pala there as an adjective, but then we would translate that, really make it an adverb modifying pathein rather than being the object of pathein. Revelation 5:4, Eklion palu. Eklion palu, I wept much. And that too, we've turned that from being an adjective into an adverb. Mark 5:26, Maiden afele thesa ala malon esta cheron elfusa. Maiden afele thesa ala malon esta cheron elfusa. Maiden, so negative, not afele thesa, having been helped. Let's say that asa ending, so it's a participle and a feminine participle. So you'd be less familiar with those endings. Not having been helped, ala malon, but rather es ta heron elfusa, es expressing a purpose or a goal, rather unto becoming elfusa, so this is feminine singular nominative participle. You notice the elf stem, so this is an aorist participle of erchomai. So elfusa coming, so having come, esta heron, to sort of worse, to a worse state, as it were. Acts 4:19, a dekaion esten humon akuen malon a tu theu. A dekaion esten humon akuen malon a tu theu. A if it is right, dekaion esten. And then we're going to expect an infinitive, that's the akuen, to akuen, and we have a with a genitive here, for you to listen, rather, malon a, rather, for you to listen to you rather than to God, with both expressed there in genitives, the humon and the tu theou. A there means, normally means or. Here used together with malon, to then express the rather, the alternative that's being offered. Mark 10:48, had de polo malon ekratzen, had de polo malon ekratzen. Ha, being used on its own, the article on its own, remember, can stand for he or what have you. Dev we can take as but or leave it untranslated. Ekratzen, he shouted, but he shouted polo malon much more. So the malon, meaning rather or much more on its own, and then polo gets added then for emphasis as well. So really much more. Luke 11:13, Poso malon ha pater ha ex uranu dose numa hagion tois aitusin auton. Poso malon ha pater ha ex uranu dose numa hagion tois aitusin auton. Paso malon, how much rather ha pater, the father, ha ex uranu, the one out of heaven, the one from heaven, dose, will give, future tense, Pneuma Hagion, the Holy Spirit. Aitousin is participle from aiteo, to ask. So tois aitousin, those who ask, in the dative, those who ask him. Mark 1:19, probas oligon, probas oligon, probas, an aorist participle, having gone, oligon, a little, having gone, a little within, a little way. Mark 6:31, anapausaste oligon, anapausaste oligon, anapausaste, an imperative, apao, rest, pause, oligon, a little. And Luke 7:47, ode oligon aphiete, oligon agapa. Ode oligon aphiete, oligon agapa. But ho afiet, ho to the one, oligon afiete, loving little, afietai, afiemi, or the one who forgives little, or is afiemi, to remember that, their way is forgiven, and here too, be either middle or passive. Ho is dative, relative pronoun, and the dative, singular. So to the one, aphiete, oligon, little is forgiven. Oligon agapa, loves little. Agapa, third singular, agapao. Okay, next some sentences, longer paragraphs. One, epen humen ego eimi tophos tu cosmu apelthomen un apautu egapesomen gar malon ta skotos e tophos. Epen hemen ego eimi tophos tu cosmu apelthomen un apautu ega pesamen gar malon ta skatas e ta fos. Epen hemen, he said to us, ego eimi ta fos tu cosmu, I am the light of the world. Apelthomen un apautu, so un, therefore, or so, apelthomen, we left, so we went away, apautu, from him. And then now we have a gar clause. Remember, gar comes second word in its phrase. Ega pesomen gar, for we loved. Ega pesomen, as an imperfect. Malon, rather, toskatos e tophos, the darkness than the light. So there again, we have malon working with a. In this case, make it clear we've gotten these two alternatives, one over against the other. Okay, so a that you most often encounter, meaning either or. Two, anastas eselthen eis ten synagogain, kaiuthus edidasken autus pala. Kai elegan, makarion estin didonai malon e lambanein. Anastas eselthen eis ten synagogain, kai euthus edidasken autus pala, kai elegan makarion estin didonai malon e lambanein. Anastas, aorist participle, from Anastome, he, having stood up, aselthen, he went. So that's an aorist from aesorchomai, aisten synagogain, into the synagogue. So the standing up is complete by the before the aselthen. So he, so we could then just render that into decent English as consecutive. He got up, or he stood up and went into the went into the synagogue, kaiuthos, and immediately edidasken, he taught from didasko, then imperfect, he taught them pala many things. Kai elagen, and he said, makarion, this is from makarios, blessed. Esten makarion, esten, it is blessed. Didonai, present infinitive of didomi, to give. So it's a present infinitive implies ongoing action, so not just to give one time, but to give in an ongoing way. Malon a rather lambanein than to receive. So again, malon a rather than. Okay, section four. We have note that there are various prepositional phrases that can best, that are used in Greek, that can best translate into English using an adverb. So a prepositional phrase will be a preposition with a with a noun, but then we would they're modifying, they're going with a verb, prepositional phrase following a verb, but we best take them as being adverbs, or translate them into English as adverbs. So metacharas, with joy. I'd be a little pedantic to translate it with joy. It'd be more natural in English to talk about joyfully, doing something joyfully or gladly. Metaspudes, literally with enthusiasm, but take that as being enthusiastically. Ep aletheas, in truth, take that as being truly. Kath himeran, each day, take that as daily. So kath, abbreviation for kata, according to, or so on. And then paresia, standing on its own, a dative, this case without a preposition, but dative being the by, with, or from case. So paresia, with boldness. But then we could better translate that as just meaning boldly. And then conversely, when we translate a Greek adverb, we may sometimes use an adjective in English. So John 1:47, this is Jesus talking about Nicodemus, seeing under the tree. Ide alethos Israelites. Ide alethos Israelites. So behold, truly, an Israelite. Which really take their look, there is a true Israelite. Okay. Now note section 5 about how we can recognize how certain adverbs have particular endings that give away what they're talking about. And so this is how you can figure it out. If you don't necessarily know the adverb, but you can recognize the bits of it, you can work out what it means. So adverbs ending in then, theta, epsilon, nu, usually show the place someone or something comes from. So elthen ekethen. Elthen ekethen, he came from there. Eke is there. So ekethen is from there. Elusitai anothen. Elusitai anothen. He will come from above. Ano or ana is above. So anothen, from above. Erkontai pantothen. Erkontai pantothen. So pan is pas, pasapan is all, so pantathen from all sides, all places. And eleluthe alakothen, eleluthe alakothen, I have come from another place. Alakothen, the Allah part there has to do with other, alos is other, so alakothen, another place. Then we also have opisthen, behind or after, from opiso, emprosthen, before or in front of, esothen, inside, within or from within, and anothen, from above, anothen, above. So those are adverbs ending in then. Adverbs ending in hu usually show where someone is going. So agomen alahu, agomen alahu. Let us go. And again, alos is other, so alahu, to another place. Let us go elsewhere. Exhale fontes, ekeruxan pantahu. Exhale fontes, ekeruxan pantahu. Pantahu, if pantothen meant from all places, pantahu is to all places. So they went out, having gone out, they preached everywhere. Kathos pantahu didasko, kathos pantahu didasko, as I teach everywhere or in every place. And then adverbs ending in te, tau, epsilon, usually show the time at which something happened. So tate means at that time or then. Eten or eta means then or next. Pote, at one time or once or formerly. And often you'll find that used pot in conjunction with nun, which means now. So pote, once this, nun, now this. Pantote, always on every occasion. So pan, pasapan again, all. And udepote, and me depote, meaning never. Pote can mean when, yes. Okay, now we have a little paragraph. We'll read and then see if you can translate it and work your way through this. Exhalthen, alaku metacharas, kai autu exhalthontos, ekathen, tate epon hoi methetai, paresia legontes. Agomen pantaku kai pantote, didaskomen, metaspudes, kai me depote, paradidomen, allelus, to basile. Eta palen exhalthon, kerusontes, ton logon, epaletheas, kai didaskontes, tus anthropus, kath himeran, entai synagogais, ten anothen, didaskalian. Okay, together. Exhalthen, alaku metakaras kai autu exhalthontos ekathen tate epon hoi methetai paresia legontes agomen pantaku kai pantote didaskomen meta spudes kai me depote paradidomen allelus to basilei. Eta palen, exhalthon, kerusontes, ton logon, ep aletheas, kai didaskontes, tus anthropus, kathemeran, entais synagogais, tein anothen didaskalian. Okay, see if we can work your way through that. And again, remember, one of the things to do is to chop this up into little units that hang together. So we could take exhalthen alaku metakaras and start with that. Okay, exhalthen. He went out. Alaku. Elsewhere. Metakaras. Metakaras. So we had this on the previous, bottom of the previous page. Metakaras. With joy. Kara is joy. But we'd be better off taking that, translated into English as an adverb. So he went out joyfully. Kai autu exhalthontos ekathen. Kai autu exhalthontos. So exhalthontos, do you recognize what form that is? If you're, it's a participle. Okay, and remember when we have a participle with the genitive there? Genitive absolute. Okay. And ekathen. Okay. So how would you translate all out kai autu exhalthontos ekathen? Yeah, I could take and having gone out from there, tate epon hoi methetai paresia legontes. Okay, the disciples said, so, and tate, then. The disciples said, Paresia. What on the previous page? Boldly. So, Paresia, it's in the dative, so the by with or from case, we would say with boldness, but then we'd be better off translating that into English and verbally modifying the apon. So, so running it on from the beginning. He went out elsewhere joyfully, and having gone out from there, then the disciples said to him boldly, legontes, so saying, open our quotation marks, agomen pantachu kai pantote didaskomen metaspudes. Okay, let us go everywhere. Agomen, notice we have the omega there instead of omicron. So this is let us. Well, you can take it as a subjunctive or something like that, but there isn't anything else for it to go with. So let us is in that form, that sort of wish you're expressing to yourself. Let us go everywhere, kai pantate didaskomen, didaskomen, we also have that omega there, lengthened vowel, pantate didaskomen, and let us teach, pantote, always, so let us go everywhere and let us teach always, metaspudes, this is another one from bottom of the previous page. With enthusiasm. And again, we'd be best to take it adverbially, enthusiastically. Kai me depote paradidomen allelus to basilei. Okay, so paradidomen, yep, you had, I think, you had that hand over or betray. Again, with the omega there, let us medepote, let us never betray allelus, one another, to basilei. To basilei. Close. So basil, anything beginning basil has something to do with kingdom, king, So we have Basileus is the king, Basileia is the kingdom. Basilei here, to Basilei will be to the king. Let us never betray one another to the king. Eta palin exelthon kerusontes ton logon epaletheas. So, eta palin exelthon. Okay, then they were going out, went out again. Kerusontes. So, preaching ton logon, preaching the word, epaletheas, another one from the problem on the previous page, epaletheas, truly, with truth, or so we say that truly, truly, honestly, certainly, kaididaskontes, tus anthropus, and teaching people, kathemeran, daily, every day, daily, en tai synagogais, in the synagogues, tain anothen didaskalian. Anothen, the anothen is from above, then meaning indicating that something is from somewhere, ana being above, didaskalian, didaskalia. Doctrine or teaching, yeah. You just think it as being teaching, so it's what is taught. So they were teaching the teaching from above. So kai didaskontes, teaching the teaching that is from above. So I think you managed to get in pretty much every phrase from the bottom of the previous page into that. Well, should we take a short break? Then we can look at the numbers. Okay, we come now, section 6, to numbers. We've already met some of the numbers. We've seen that ace, 1, it has different forms for masculine, feminine, neuter. So we have ha ace, he mia, ta hen. Ha ace, he mia, ta hen. So ace, mia, and hen, meaning 1. So, for example, Mark 10:37, das hemen hinne eis su ek dexion kai heis ex aristeron kathismomen. Das hemen hinne heis su ek dexion kai heis ex aristeron kathismomen. Das, that's imperative, aorist imperative, give. Hemen, give to us, henna, so that, ace su, henna kathisomen, so kathisomen is our verb, subjunctive, notice along the lengthened vowel, the omega there, that we might sit. Ace one, su ex dexion, at your right hand, at your right, so dexion su, and one ex aristeron, at your left. Okay, so ace, haste, ace, haste there. John 10:16, genesontai mia poimen, haste poimen. Genesontai mia poimen heis poimen. Genesontai, they will become, from genemai, mia poimen, one flock. So poimen is, flock is feminine, so we have to use the feminine form of the number. And then poimen, the shepherd, is masculine, so we have to use heis. Their masculine form. Matthew 5:18, iota hen e mia keraia. Iota hen e mia keraia. So iota is masculine. So you, iota is neuter. So we use the hen, the neuter form of the number, and then keraya, the stroke or tittle, as it would be translated in the King James, is feminine, and that then we use mia, the feminine form of the noun. A there meaning or. Okay. Now, many of the numbers you'll have no trouble recognizing because so many English words are based upon them. We have protos, protos meaning first, which we'll get prototype. Deuteros, deuteros second, which we'll get Deuteronomy. Trace, trace three, tricycle, things like that. Hex, hex is six, we get hexagon. Kilios, kilios is thousand. Kiliasm is a whole belief in a thousand-year reign and belief in a millennium. Myrioi, myrioi sort of means 10,000. It's not literally 10,000 as opposed to 9,999 or 10,001. It's the next sort of big group up above 1,000. So you have thousands and 10,000. So this is... and we then use our English word myriads, a myriad. Okay, note these common number words. The first four columns, we have what we call the cardinal numbers, and then the second last column, we have the ordinal number. Distinction between a cardinal number and an ordinal number. And then at the end, we have the number in times. So for the units, we have heis, dua, trace, tesseres, pente, hex, hepta, octo, enea, deca. Okay. Heis, dua, trace, tesseres, pente, hex, hepta, octo, enea, deca. Now, many of those you'll recognize. We've already looked at the dua and the trace. Pente for pentagram. Hex, hexagon. Pente, also pentagon. Hepta, heptagon. Octagon. Enea, we don't really ever talk of a nine-sided object, I don't think. And deca, lots of words with deca. Then in the tens, we start with deca, meaning ten. And now, once we're in the teens, in the 20s, now we have ekosi, triakonta, for 30, tesserakonta, 40, pentekonta, 50, hexekonta, 60. Then there's a gap for 70 and 80. We don't actually have those in the New Testament. And then nekonta, we have 90, as of 90 and 9. Oh, actually, that's true. And then for the hundreds, hekaton, 100, diakosioi, tetrakosioi, 400, pentakosioi, 500. For the thousands, Kilios, diskilios, kilioi, diskilioi, triskilioi, triskilioi. So dis and tris, those will appear in the final column as twice and thrice. Heptakiskilioi for the seven, and so on. Myrioi for the next large number up. And then we have the ordinal numbers. So this is sort of ranking them. Protos first, protos deuteros, tritos, tetartos, hebdomos. Hebdomos is seventh. And this gets used in various English words having to do with weekly, over a seven-day cycle. And decatos, tenth. Um, then once, twice, thrice, and so on. Hapax. Hapax is once. And we talk about that in language. A word that occurs only once, say in the Old Testament, once in the New Testament, you call a hapax legomenoi, only once spoken, or just abbreviated as a hapax. Once, this, twice, tris, thrice, heptakis, heptakis, seven times, and dekakis, 10 times. Okay, so hopefully you'll be able to recognize those as we go through. Now we get the teens over on the next page. Endeka, endeka, so you take, you just put one next to deka, dodeka, which we get dodecahedron, dodeca, 12, decatessares, 14. So now we take, put deca in the front, and then pentakideca, 15, it's now 5 and 10. 5 and 10.
How about
13? 13 would be, I think would be the deca, the same form as 14, I think, deca trace. Question would be, do we actually get that? I'm not sure. Now, to form a number, a large number, then you just put all this together. So John 21, 11, we have this curious little thing. We're told how many fish were in this net that the disciples pulled in from the post-resurrection. Jesus appeared to them. That it's ta dictuon, meston, it was full of fish, ichthuon, that's fish, hekaton pentekonta trion. Hekaton pentekonta trion. So hekaton, 100, pentekonta, 50, trion, 3. Okay, now we get some various examples of how numbers are formed. Hexakonta kai tesseres. Hexakonta kai tesseres. So 60 and 4. Hexakonta. So that follows this pattern of triakonta, tesserakonta, pentekonta, so on. Number 2. Pentakosioi ekosi kai octo. Pentakosioi ekosi kai octo. So 500 ekosi 20 and octo 8. Heptakiskilioi hekaton kai deca. Heptakiskilioi hekaton kai deca, 7,000, hekaton 100, deca 10. Ha protois kai ha hebdomos kai ha decatos. Ha protos kai ha hebdomos kai ha decatos. The first and the seventh and the tenth. Epoiesen tuta huk. Hapax, ude dis, ude tris, ala heptakis. Epoiesen tuta, uk hapax, ude dis, ude tris, ala heptakis. He did this, not once, not twice, not thrice, but seven times. And six, tate proselphon ha petras, epen auto, Kyrie, pasakis, hamartese, es eme, ha adelphos, mu, kai epheso, auto, heos, heptakis, lege pros auton, ha Jesus, u lego soi, heos, heptakis, ala heos, hebdomekontakis, hepta. Tate, proselphon, ha petras, epen auto, Kyrie, pasakis, hamartese, es eme ha adelphos, mu, kai apheso auto, heos heptakis,
lege pros auton ho Jesus, ud lego soi heos heptakes, ala heos hebdomikontakes hepta. Then, proselthon, having come, Peter having come, said to him, so proselthon, aorist participle there, Kyrie, Lord, Pasakis, how many times, how often, Hamartesai, ace ma, ha adelphos mu, the subject, my brother, Hamartesai, is a future. Notice that there's no epsilon on the front, so it's not in the past. There's a sigma after the stem, so it has to be future. How often will my brother sin, ace ma, to me? So we would have to translate that against me. Kai apheso, so another future from aphiemi, and I will forgive him. Eos, so as far as, or until, heptakis, until seven times. So that also asked as a question. Lege pros auton ho Jesus, Jesus said to him, U lego soi, I do not say to you, heos heptakis, as far as seven times, but heos hebdomikontakis hepta, but as far as 77 times. So, so notice hebdomekontakis hepta is not 70 and 7 times, but 70 times 7. So you could say, well, that's 490 times, but really it's a way of saying using 7 here both times symbolically, fully and completely and absolutely, and doesn't mean that on the 491st time you can then withhold that forgiveness.
And the question is, did you really forgive him
the first time? Okay, well, we don't have time to read John 1, 35-42. We do have just a couple of few minutes, so let's try this progress test, section 8. How would you translate this? Number one, parakalusin auton hina epithe aute ten chera. Parakalusin auton hina epithe aute ten chera. As they beg him to lay his hands on her, or they beg him to lay his hand on her, or they ask him to give her his hand. So here it's not simply a matter of style, it's a matter of how you translate. The questions here. So hand, tenchera, is it singular or plural? Singular. So that rules out A. And then the verb epithe, do we take that as being a lay on, or give, or give? So epithe, recognize what that verb might be from. Epithe. Anyone want to have a guess as to what it might be? Right. How about epitithemy? Right. Remember we looked at tithemy and didymy. So what did tithemy and didymy mean? Didymy is give, and tithemy, put, set or put. And epi is upon. So it's going to be a good guess that epitithemy is put upon. Which do you think then? B. Yeah, B. parakalusin, they beg, they entreat, they ask, from parakaleo, they ask him, hina, that he might, epithe, not give, but put his hand upon her. Number two, eta palin edoken autois tesserakonta artus. Eta palin edoken autois tesserakonta artus. Is it then again she gave them four loaves? But then a second time she took the 40 loaves from them? Or then again she gave them 40 loaves? So among the questions, are we dealing with four or 40 loaves? And are we giving or taking? See that? It's C. Eta palin. Palin is again, not a second time. Again, this could be the third or the fourth or the fifth time. It's again. Edoken, she gave to them tesserakonta artus, 40 loaves. Three. Apengelan tauta panta tois endeka kai epistun autais. Apengelan tauta panta tois hendeka kai epistun autais. Is it they reported the news to the 12 and they believed them? Or the men reported all these things to the 12 and they did not believe them? Or the women reported all these things to the 11 and they did not believe them? So that one's easy. It's a matter of, are we dealing with 12 or 11? And hendeka is 11, not 12. So it has to be C. Let's just take a little bit of a moment and work through the rest of it. Apengelan tautapanta reported all these things, tautapanta, all these things, tois, to the 11. Kai epistuna tais, they did not believe them. Apangelo is to announce. Apangelo is similar sort of idea, to tell, to relate, to give a report. Number four, which is the best English translation? So now we're dealing with style. Kalos didaskale epaletheas epes hoti eis estin kai uk estin alos plain autu. Kalos didaskale epaletheas epes hoti eis estin kai uk estin alos, or hot, yeah, alos plain autu. Would it be, well, teacher, in truth you said that he is one and there is not another except him? Well said, teacher, you said truly that he is one and there is no one else beside him. Or, well said, teacher, you were right in saying that God is one and there is no other except him. So let's evaluate these. Kalos didaskale. Well, kalos is well, so it's an adverb. But is he really saying just, well, teacher? Really what he's saying is, the context would suggest he's commending him for speaking well. So we'd be better taking that as well said. Didaskale, teacher. Epaletheas, with or upon truth, but really we'd be better off translating that adverbially. Rightly or truly. Truly, epes, you said that. Heis estin. He is one, kai uk estin alas, and there is not another plain autu beside him. So well said, teacher, you said truly that he is one and there is no one else beside him. So C would, B would certainly work. And then C, you were right in saying that. Now this is taken a little bit further and supplied, well, who is it who is one? Well, it's obviously God who is one, and there is no other except him. So that could perhaps also be acceptable, especially if you're doing something like the NIRV. And A really isn't decent, doesn't really adequately capture the sense of it in decent English. Let me just go back to number three, and then we'll stop there. Epistun, so one of the differences between A, B, and C is, did they believe or did they not believe?
What do you do with a pistoon? How do you tell from that whether it's they believed or they didn't believe? What would it be if it was they believed? What would that first letter be if it was they believed? It is. Okay, it would be an epsilon, right. So pisteo is believe, pisteuo. So in the past tense, here as an imperfect, it would be epistoon. But to not believe is apisteuo with an alpha privative on the front. So you put an epsilon on the front of that, and the epsilon alpha combine and lengthen to an eta. So epistoon. So that would be the only difference in the imperfect between believing and not believing is an epsilon or an eta. That's the sort of subtle thing that you just pass right over, and eventually you just begin to recognize, oh yes, something. It would be epistoon with an epsilon. Believing, so pistuo. Oh, in the present tense, it would be pistuo, right, pistusen.
Without the epsilon.
Without the epsilon, right. The epsilon indicating past tense.
And then the alpha with it creates the eta.
The negative, the negates it. Yeah, the alpha and the epsilon create the eta.
Because often if it begins with an alpha and then you add past tense, it changes it into an eta.
Right, and in this case, pistuo is a common verb, so you'll learn that one pretty quickly if you haven't already done so. And pistos, faithful, and apistos, unfaithful. Well, I guess we're out of time. Stop there. Sorry we didn't get our reading from John 1. In 2 weeks' time, we'll move on and we'll look at purpose clauses.